We've got Marshall in Longview to tell you all about it. Here is the pride of McKinney High School, Roar Lions Roar, Brent Taylor.
Well, Marshall is 1-0 in the season, and they're most improved. They've got a much improved team from last year. 9-5, they're from District 9-5A, and they're from Division 2.
Yeah, Marshall, last year they started off the season a little slow, but then they came on and got into the playoffs. They had trouble. They had their quarterback go down right before they played us, and they struggled against us last year without a quarterback. And Brent Burris is one of those that filled in, and this year he is their starting quarterback. They've got a good running back in Dominique Williams. They've got the three good receivers, the best of which is DeMarcus Williams, who he's a real threat for them. Last week they defeated New Caney, which a lot of people call an upset. Marshall got a lot of team speed. They've got several starters back on defense, and I think they'll present a challenge here for Longview tonight. Because of last week's game, I think one of the keys has got to be you cannot make mistakes, and you can't give penalties up on 17 times last week, but every time we did something big, we had a penalty. I mean, so you can talk about the keys to beating Marshall, but if we don't get better in the penalty phase and we don't turn the ball over, it's going to be a long night.
Well, Lomi's in their all-white tonight. Marshall's in their white pants, but black jerseys and red numbers and white helmets. Let's see. Marshall's won the toss. They'll defer to the second half, so Lomi will receive. This is the 110th meeting between these two schools. 110th.
That's just...
When did they start playing, for crying out? I mean,
I thought you'd been broadcasting them all, Brent. I thought you'd called every one of them.
Well, I thought so, and I have, but obviously there's a few we haven't. Here's the kick. This one's deep in the end zone. Dropped by Jackson, picked up. Sure, he's not going to try to run it out. No, he doesn't. Downed it, so Longview will come out to their 25-yard line. Well, they were scrimmage first and 10. There's the give to Meredith to the near side. He comes, turns the corner, 40, 45, and out of bounds. At the 48-yard line of Longview. So a nice run by Meredith on first down. Play action pass. Grant's going to go up on top. Scott Hale, incomplete. Had him at the 5-yard line. He just couldn't quite bring it in.
Yeah, he looked like he had a chance to pull that one in and get the scores. He had beaten the defensive back on a post route, but the ball was a little bit overthrown. He couldn't pull it in.
At the Marshall 26-yard line. High formation, two tight ends. There goes Haynes up the middle again. He goes. He's across the 15-yard line, and a first down for Longview. Not quite in, but he's right at the goal line. So it's first and goal, Longview from the one.
6-yard pickup. He's got 39 yards, and this is the first drive of the game.
Same set. Quarterback sneak, touchdown. So Longview got the touchdown, and they got it with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter. So they took the opening kickoff, took almost 5 minutes, and got a touchdown.
It's power football, too, Grant. They ran a lot from the two tight end set with the one receiver, and that's something that Longview used to do a lot, and we may see it a lot here tonight.
Here's the extra point attempt. Bonifray. Ball's down, the kick is up. It's no good. I'm telling you.
We're struggling with our extra points.
No kidding. It's 6-0 Longview. We'll be back with more football from Marshall Maverick Stadium in 1 minute. Procedure against Marshall. First down and 15 from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Marshall looked a little shaky on the first drive defensively, and on the first play, They can't get it off, so it's a bad start for the Mavericks.
It was a group effort. They all moved.
Three wide receivers. Burris back to pass. Going to take it deep down the field. Got a receiver. Caught. Going to be a touchdown for Marshall. On the first, after the penalty, a touchdown, long touchdown pass for Marshall.
Well, that was straight fly route. It goes right by Longview's defensive secondary, and there's a perfect throw. And on really their first play from scrimmage, the first one they moved, they got a penalty, and it's an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Buck Buchanan will kick the extra point for Marshall. Holds good. The kick is up. And the kick is good. It's 7-6 Marshall. We'll be back with more football from Marshall's Maverick Stadium after this one-minute timeout. Yasser's going to bring it out of there. He got to the 25, 30, 35, to the 37-yard line. He brought that one deep out of the end zone. Shannon Jackson. Two wide receivers set for Longview. Motion out of the backfield.
Screen.
Screen pass to Pynchon. Up the middle he goes, cross midfield to the 40, to the 30, and down at the 29-yard line of Marshall.
That time was a perfect middle screen to Pynchon to tie it in, and he just dropped it. Grant dropped it right in there, and that's a nice big play for them.
To the 30-yard line, to first and 10 Longview at Marshall's 30. Two wide receivers to the far side, tied in near side for Longview. They give this one to Meredith. Meredith to the 20, outside to the 15, to the 10, and out of bounds he goes near the 5-yard line. Second down and goal for Longview at the 3-yard line of Marshall. Under center is Grant. They give this one to Meredith. He's going in, touchdown. So Longview's got the lead back at 12-7, and we've got a little over five minutes and change left in the first quarter.
And because they missed that first extra point, I would assume they'd go for two. Although they have a kicker out there.
Spencer Powell. High snap from center. The kick is up. And this one's good. So Longview's got a 13-7 lead. We've got a little over 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with more football from Marshall after this one-minute timeout. So they'll scrimmage first and 10 from their 19-yard line. Two wide receivers to the far side, one near side of the field. On first down and 10. Burris back to throw it again. Going to throw this one deep down the field. This one's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Longview's Tyree Hale.
That was great coverage that time for Longview. The pass was overthrown a little bit, and Hale was in great position, and he picks it off.
Third down and 10 for Longview. Two backs in the backfield. Spread formation. Grant back to throw. Sets up. Going to throw it. That's incomplete.
That's a flag thrown over there. See who that goes against.
Well, let's see. He's going to tell us. Pass interference against Marshall. Grant's going to go up on top. He's got a receiver. Caught, touchdown. Welcome back, everyone. Pardon our interruption. We've had some technical difficulties tonight. Marshall missed a field goal, so the score is still 20-7. And Lombie's got a first down at their own 45-yard line.
Their running game has just been really impressive here in this first half. And Cade Meredith has 88 yards rushing. And Markevian Haynes has maybe had the best game we've seen him have up to this point. He's picked up 68 yards.
Grant, play action pass, bootleg back to the near side. They're going to throw it to the end zone. Buchanan catch it? Yes, he did. He caught it at the 5-yard line. What a nice catch that was.
Yeah, that kind of floated up. It was a little bit of a throwback, but the catch was made and right at the 5-yard line.
Third down, and Longview needs a yard for a first down at the Marshall 5.
It was Beltran's first catch tonight. Last week he had three.
Third and a yard. Needed for a first. Right side goes Meredith. Touchdown. 26-7 with 7:29 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that one's from 5 yards out. And Caden Meredith has had an outstanding game at this point. He's got 93 yards rushing and two touchdowns. And so far, Marshall just doesn't have an answer for Longview's offense.
Powell to kick the extra point, ball down, kick up, and the kick up is good. So Longview's got a 27-7 lead with 7:29 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back. No, we'll just stay. Let's just stay right here. 27-7 Longview. Here comes Powell with a kick. It's a hard kick on the ground, going to bounce, be scooped up at the 2 yard line. Back up the field to the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, across the 25 to the 27 yard line, holding against Marshall. So Marshall will scrimmage from inside their 10 yard line.
Longview's had four possessions and scored four scores, or had four scores in this first half.
Burris going to give it up the middle to the running back, who reversed his field. Now Longview's got him caught back near the end zone. Did he get a safety?
Nope.
At the 1 yard line.
I don't know what they're going to do here on third down. The ball inside the 1 yard line.
Third down and long. Inside the one. Burris going to throw it out of the end zone. Now he's got to run.
He ran out.
He stepped out of the back of the end zone. That's going to be a safety.
Third time's a charm.
Yep. So Longview got a safety. It's going to be 29-7. I think they were going to tackle him anyway if he hadn't stepped out.
Yeah, and then he was from the shotgun, and as soon as the snap, he rolled to his right, and he was under heavy pressure, and he actually just ran out of the back of the end zone. He didn't go far out, but he touched the line, and they called the safety.
29-7. It's going to be a personal foul against Longview. And I'm moving back inside the 15-yard line near the 13. There's Haynes again up the middle. He breaks a tackle. He got to the 35 and a first down. So Longview overcame all those penalties and got a first down out to the 35. Allen's going to roll out. He's going to throw it back to the near side of the field. Caught out there at the 40. 45 out across midfield goes Haynes, the fullback. And he got it to the 42-yard line of Marshall. First and 10 Longview at the 30-yard line of Marshall. Wide receivers to both sides. High formation. There's Haynes again. He's to the 20. He's to the 15. And he is going to score.
Wow. He broke three tackles from the 10 to the goal line, and he's having his best game ever as a Lobo.
He sure is. What a nice run that was. He broke tackles and broke another tackle and then powered his way for the 5 yard line with a tackler hanging on his neck.
30 yard run.
35-7 Longview. We're nearing halftime. And here's Spencer Powell. Extra point is kicked up and it's good. It's 36-7 Longview. And we'll be back with more football from Marshall's Maverick Stadium after this 1 minute timeout.
It's been an impressive game for Longview. They've actually scored on every possession in the first half.
Here's the kick short, knocked away. Let's see if Longview got it. They may have. It's at the 12-yard line. Let's see if Longview came up with the football. Yeah, Longview's saying they have it.
The official hadn't said yet, so let's see.
Yep. Yes, he is. Longview did recover that football. Marshall hits the ground, and Jacob Williams came up with it. Third down and Longview's at the 5 yard line of Marshall. High formation again. Haynes up the middle, touchdown. Well, I'm proud for Markevian Haynes. He's having his best night as a Longview player, and he's supposed to, when he came to the varsity, he was going to be always supposed to be really good, but he's been hurt. When he's healthy, he's a pretty good loaded player.
He's been impressive tonight for sure.
He sure has. So Longview stretched their lead to 42-7. An extra point to come by Spencer Powell. Kick is up and the kick is good. 43-7 Longview. We'll be back with more football from Marshall's Maverick Stadium in 1 minute. Well, Longview went back to the old Longview football tonight.
They did. They've gone back to power football. A lot of two tight ends. And with one receiver, they've given the ball to the fullback a lot. They've given it to Caden Meredith, and it's been an impressive first half of them. 43-7, they lead. 2 seconds to go here. Longview with five guys. Way deep.
Russ going to throw it out. Caught out there by D.D. Williams. He's tackling the half ends. Tackled by Cabo Jamerson. And so Longview's going to halftime, and they lead 43-7. We'll be back with a halftime wrap-up in 3 minutes. Welcome back, everyone, to Marshall's Maverick Stadium. Longview's intercepted, and they may run this one back for a touchdown. We started the second half. Longview directional kicked, and Marshall ran it back to Longview's 40. And then Longview has now intercepted a pass and run it back to Marshall's 40-yard line or somewhere down there. Two wide receivers near side, a wing also on the near side of the field. Allen's going to play action pass. They throw it out there to Hale. Hale's got it at the 20 and down to 15. No, it wasn't Hale.
That catch was made by Amari Hamilton.
He's a sophomore wide receiver. 8:20-something to go. And Longview's unbalanced to get to the far side of the field. Allen, quarterback sneak, touchdown. 49-7, Longview.
Jordan Allen gets his first carry of the night, and it ends in a one-yard touchdown run for him.
That'll bring Spencer Powell on to kick the extra point. He's been perfect so far tonight. Let's see if he can keep it that way. Good snap. Kick up. And the kick is good. 50-7 Longview. With 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll be back with more football from Marshall's Maverick Stadium after this 1 minute timeout. Marshall will scrimmage from their 30-yard line. Third down and 10 for Marshall. Longview leads in the game 50-7. Russ going to drop back to pass.
Blitz,
here's some
blitz.
Pressure. Outside. Oh, what a nice play that was by Longview. Oh, that was a nice play by the Quaylen Hale, the linebacker, who came all the way to the side to make that tackle. Here's the snap, and here's the kick. Got it away. It's going to hit. Now this one's going to roll. Well, your old story about letting the ball hit the AstroTurf is still true, John.
Yeah.
48.
That was a big mistake. I mean, the ball was kicked high enough that somebody could have caught it. They just moved out of the way. It hits the ground and rolls at least 15 more yards and strips Marshall of some field position that they could have used.
48-yard punt. Marshall will scrimmage from their own 28-yard line. 50-7 Longview. There's a speed sweep to the near side of the field. Got room to run. Got a room to hold. 40-yard line, 35, 30, down the sideline, and finally tackled at the Longview 15. Third and five at the Longview 15. Brent Burrow's going to drop back to pass. Looks over the middle and throws, and it's a touchdown.
Wide open receiver. It's a little inside post route.
It's 50-13. Buchanan on to kick the extra point for Marshall.
It's a good throw and catch from Burrows. He gets his second TD of the night.
This one's kicked up and good. It's 50-14. Longview leads. You've got 3 minutes or 2 minutes and something left to go in this third quarter. Powell, high snap, nice recovery, and Powell got it out of there. And this one's going to be fielded. I thought he made a fair catch, but he didn't. He just waited for a moment, and then he took off.
Everybody on the field thought he signaled a fair catch, but he didn't, and made the catch and returned it. They have great field position.
Aiden Gillihan, a 30-yard punt. And so Marshall will scrimmage from Longview's 27. Morris back to throw. It's going to throw it over the middle. Got a receiver. Caught. It's going to be a Marshall touchdown. Well, that's a little too easy.
Yeah. Slot receiver runs a post route. The throw and the catch and the score, D.D. Williams, has picked up his seventh reception and third touchdown of the night.
It's 50-20. Extra point to come from Buchanan.
Marshall's going to make some noise in Division II, 5A. They got a pretty explosive offense.
Yeah, they got a lot of speed on offense, and in particular, D.D. Williams is an active receiver. And then they shore the defense up.
Extra point is up and good. It's 50-21. So Longview will scrimmage from their 34-yard line, first and 10.
I'd be a little surprised if Longview even throws in this situation. I think they're just trying to use this clock, but we'll see. No, he's going to throw.
He's going to throw it to Hale. Caught down there inside the 10-yard line.
Nice catch.
He caught that baby inside the 10 at the 8-yard line, first down. So Longview got it fourth down, and that's the Marshall 2-yard line. They're going to bring Spencer Powell on to kick the field goal. This will be a 19-yarder. Powell kicks it up.
Good job.
And it's good. 53-21. We'll be back with more football. Longview with the lead. 53-21. We'll be back with more football from Maverick Stadium after this one-minute timeout. And they'll down it. And that'll be it. Longview's even their season record at 1-1. Marshall's going to go to 1-1 on the season. And Longview's beating Marshall tonight, 53-21.